Hello.
Kia ora.
Davey.
Hi, 大家好。
안녕하세요.
Moroi.
Hi, 大家好。
Satsuya Call.
Kamonatsu.
Konnichiwa.
Namaste.
G'day. Welcome to Western Sydney University. I'm Sid Sharma, and I've got things every student should know. This is part two of the best places to visit in Sydney for next to nothing. If you've missed part one, hit pause and check it out. You're hanging out with travel specialist Georgia Rickard, who's taking you through her top Sydney picks. All right, so we've got the Harbour Bridge, we've got the Opera House. What is your third place to go and see in Sydney? Your must do.
Sam.
Din.
세 번째.
Din.
Tattoo.
Number three, the Manly Ferry.
Another super fantastic local take on an icon definitely has to be the ferry that you take from Circular Quay, which is right by the Sydney Opera House, to Manly Beach.
The Manly to Sydney Ferry, of course. It's such an institution.
It is. And that's it is an institution. I mean, it's again, it's a very local thing. Like, everybody hops on the ferry on their way into the city if they live in Manly and they work in the city. That's how they get to work each day. So you're on this cruise through, like, one of the most beautiful stretches on the planet, and it costs you, like, $11? $11 return. And then you get dropped off at the other end, you know, at one of our most famous beaches. And the day is yours for the taking.
I love that the cruise itself is also, like, sufficiently long, right? I think it takes about half an hour. And that's the perfect amount of time for you to, you know, get a great view of the harbour as it kind of leaves you behind. Because, I mean, you're sailing from Sydney Harbour towards, I guess, some of the northern beaches in Sydney. So you see the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge, right? Like, all you need to do is tap on with your Opal card.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I just love that you called it a cruise. Because, you know, I mean, it's a ferry ride. It's supposed to be this, you know, like just a pragmatic public transport experience. But it's not. It's beautiful. It's cheap. And it drops you off at Manly Beach. Mm. Doesn't get better.
And then there's a ferry that goes right back to Circular Quay. And, you know, there's a straight train from Circular Quay to Parramatta. So
easy.
Yeah.
There's actually a couple of other ferries you can take from Circular Quay that also drop you off to islands that are in the middle of the harbour. And I don't think, a lot of people don't know that Sydney actually has a bunch of islands in its harbour.
Oh, yeah. Which ones?
So you could go to Cockatoo Island, which is like a UNESCO World Heritage listed site. And there's all this, you know, there's convict history there, and they often have festivals and concerts, and there's a little cafe. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Or you can jump on a ferry to Shark Island, and it's like right in the middle of the harbour. Again, views of the Harbour Bridge.
The Manly Ferry, Sasha, all of the other ferries that leave Circular Quay, just being able to explore the harbour by boat is really fun.
It is really fun. You don't even have to take the train. You can take a ferry from Parramatta to Circular Quay and then jump on the ferry from Circular Quay to Manly. And you're basically doing a huge cruise of Sydney.
So, yeah, what do you do when you get to Manly?
Okay, there's one thing that you have to do when you get to Manly. And it's not just because it's an Australian rite of passage to eat ice cream on a beach, but because Sydney is embroiled in the grips of a love affair with a very special type of ice cream called Messina.
Wait, hold on. Messina, there's one of those in Parramatta as well, right?
There is. So you need to take yourself there as soon as you get off the ferry, grab that, and then you're either going to go to the beach or just next to the ferry stop, there's actually a really beautiful little grassy patch. And it's known by the locals as the office. And they call it the office so that if anybody calls on a Friday afternoon and says, "Where are you?" you can say, "I'm at the office."
So it's a bit like unofficially known as the office?
It's unofficially officially known as the office.
Oh, I love that. That's so Australian
as well. It's very Australian. So you're either going to do that or, you know, I would also recommend taking the walk from Manly Beach over to Shelley Beach, which is really short. And very picturesque, and you can actually go snorkeling. There's fantastic snorkeling around the rocks at Shelley. But I don't want to talk too much about that because I'm about to tell you about my favourite walk in Sydney.
China.
Jar.
네 번째.
Jar.
Say.
Number four, the Bondi to Bronte walk.
So the Bondi to Bronte, as it's colloquially, casually known as, is a walk that traces the coastline between Bondi Beach our most famous beach.
Arguably one of the most famous beaches in the world.
And this walk, you know, that goes from the northern end of Bondi and then wanders around the coastline to a couple of beaches further south, Bronte, is so iconic and it does attract so many people. But again, it's one of those local phenomenons that people are very loyal to, right? I mean, you can do this at any time of day, any day of the week, and you'll see some, you know, some travelers, some tourists, definitely. But you'll also not only see locals, but you'll probably even see a local celebrity or two doing it, right? I mean, because it's stunning. Like, it traces the bays of some of Sydney's most beautiful beaches. So Bondi Beach, then Tamarama Beach, and then Bronte. And along the way, you go up and around these cliff faces and you walk past cafes, and depending on the time of year, every year there's an annual event called Sculptures by the Sea. Which have you been?
Oh, yeah. I go every year. It's really, really fun.
And it's totally free.
And of course, we can't talk about Bondi without mentioning the lifeguards, the Bondi lifeguards. They're so famous.
They are. They are so, I mean, I think that TV show is in something like 180 countries or something around the world now. In fact, if you want to go swimming anywhere in Sydney, Bondi Beach has to be one of the safest places because those lifeguards are always on duty and goodness me, they do such a good job.
We've talked about the bridge. We have talked about the Opera House, the ferry system and Manly Beach. We've now also covered the Bondi to Bronte walk. What is the final thing on your list, Georgia? I am so excited to hear it.
This was really tough to narrow down, but I chose this because it's super easy to get to, much more so than people realize, and that is the World Heritage listed Blue Mountains.
다섯 번째.
Bond.
Shan.
Number 5. The Blue Mountains. Are they really blue?
They are blue, which is nuts, right?
I've
always heard of Blue Mountains. But no, because they're covered in eucalyptus trees, which is very Australian, and that actually creates a kind of mist that hangs just above them. And so they're coated in this light blue haze. It's stunning. And they're so, I mean, from Parramatta, it's such an easy train ride to get there. As I said, it's World Heritage listed, so it's like UNESCO protected for its very significant natural beauty. And while you're there, I mean, yes, it's naturally beautiful and there's lots of gorgeous bushwalks you can take and so on, but there's also a bunch of really cool little towns to explore.
Yeah.
But you've also got like Art Deco trendy little spots like Katoomba. It's quite bohemian, so there's a really fantastic shopping scene, lots of kind of antiques and secondhand stores, really cool thrift clothing, and a really great food scene. Or you could go to Blackheath, which is it's hipster heaven, basically.
I think the thing that I really love about going to the Blue Mountains, you are just completely out of the city, right? You're like immersed in nature. You can go and have, you know, like a really nice lunch or dinner. You can also go on a hike, or, you know, you can just go and sit down in a national park somewhere and just chill out, right? And who doesn't need that every now and then?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for that to be so close to a global city is just a privilege.
It's madness. And like, who can talk about the Blue Mountains without mentioning the Three Sisters, the three big, I guess, rock formations at Katoomba, or very close by to Katoomba. And it's like, you know, you go to this kind of lookout and you can see all of the eucalyptus covered valleys and the mountains, and the Three Sisters are just there in the distance presiding over all of it. It's really, really beautiful.
It can actually get so cold up there that it snows each.
Really?
Yeah. So they even have Christmas in July events in Sydney winter.
That would be so nice.
It's so magical. It's actually, there's also a town up there called Bilpin, which is takes advantage of that cold weather and grows apples. So you can go and pick apples there and buy like fresh homemade apple pies. And apart from the fact that it's, you know, foodie heaven, it's also extremely beautiful. They filmed quite a bit of Great Gatsby with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that huge Hollywood film.
Yes.
It was filmed there.
Yes. And they've got these huge, like, major gardens that you can go wandering through and these very old, gorgeous mansions. I mean, it's pretty beautiful.
It's a completely different speed to a lot of the things that you can do in the hustle and bustle of Sydney.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's what's so wonderful about Sydney. You know, you do have this global city that's on the water's edge. So you've got beaches, you've got mountains, you can go down the south coast and escape, you know, to the world's widest sand at Hyams Beach, which is only 3 hours south, or you can go north to Newcastle. I mean, there's any number of amazing adventures to be had that are so close to the city centre, and we're so lucky to have that.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the other episodes. If you have any more questions, head to westernsydney.edu.au. I'm Sid Sharma. See you next time.